stupid, ask yourself this question, why your stupid and unproductive videos go viral and not the ones that are productive. Make a productive video, sit down and talk to people honestly, authentically about who you truly are. It's not going to go viral. Go outside, do something stupid, prank somebody in a very degenerate way. It's going to go viral. And just how it is.
The bad thing about that is that people see, oh my gosh, 3 million likes for someone fucking with someone in Home Depot, like yeah. moaning in his ear.
Let me do like, it. It's that easy, right?
Does now society favors this stuff? It favors the brain dead people, the jesters. It favors the clown right. in the middle of the Coliseum. I want to be the clown now. Oh, I'll get so much attention and yeah. so much likes for being the clown. It's just like, but when you're actually in that position, it's like, have you guys ever watched pranksters and stuff like that?
Oh,
like,
dude, yeah.
Dude, like they're not really inspirational people. Like, I'm not gonna
in a sense, but at the same time, like not like when you like look for at example, it in the deep sense,
I think
no.
people like you know Balin. Levine,
I was gonna bring
like,
up Balin.
He wanted to stop, right? Like, he kind of stopped doing that type of stuff. And even Gideon, like,
yeah.
these sets of people, it wasn't sustainable. And they looked like fools. They were literally clowning themselves, clowning other people just to get likes and stuff like that. Right. And I feel like, I think they're changing now. I don't really know. I don't really watch them. But
yeah, they're changing towards better a little bit. But then they are still, like, their whole YouTube is, and they're all their followers.
People. Change, but I don't know about...
But then he didn't. But then he didn't. Like, he went back to his old habits, I would say.
He did.
Yeah, like, yeah. Part of him is a better person than he used to be in terms of being more mindful and, you know, thinking about things more seriously. But part of him is also, you know, caught up with the community that is keep on asking for him to do pranks. Because that's what he's known for. You have to understand, most of their followers and their community is people who want to watch their content. So when you have millions of people watching that content and you see that they like it, now you stop doing it, it's very hard for you to go viral again with something that aligns with yourself. Then you have to find a different community, build that community to, you know, for them to watch you constantly. And that takes a lot of effort just because just how it took them years to find a community that watched their old videos. Now you have to do the same process over and over again, and you're not guaranteed that you will ever find that big of a community. So it's like, these are the little obstacles that when they think about it, they're like, okay, where's the money going to be coming in? Where's the fame going to be coming in? It won't. Then I'll just have to do the old things that I was doing just so I can get attention. But I don't know. It's
weird. It's crazy. It's weird how the community works and how people really get inspired by them. It's like, it's a whole different type of inspiration. It's like,
yeah. People are inspired by different things nowadays.
Loaf, you know Loaf?
Yeah.
He also does pranks and stuff. People were saying that he was like, teachers were telling me that I was going to be a loser. And now look, I'm on a million subs and
right.
I'll make a lot of money, stuff like that. Well, not, he doesn't mention like saying I make a lot of money, but obviously he does because a lot of people watch him.
Exactly.
But then it's like, people are saying, oh, you know, inspired me because then I think the people also started making YouTube channel and doing pranks or whatever. I don't even know, dude. I don't even know how they get inspired. Like, I'm not going to lie. How can you get inspired by someone that just goes and messes with people to get a reaction out of them? And then guess what? I've heard from Balin too. He goes and then now he makes fun of people that he pranked. He says, you guys are so stupid for getting mad. It's just a joke.
Right.
Well, it's like, everything has a fine line. You know what I mean? You can't just go to people and start, you know, get irritating them and then call them stupid for getting mad. You know what I mean?
When you're the one that's doing something
you're provoking, basically, and then you're filming it and then saying, dude, it was just a prank. How can you get mad? And this thing doesn't only come from those people, but just in general. Like when somebody tells you some nasty or even a stupid joke and then they go like, oh, bro, relax, it's just a joke.
Right, or they curse at you and you're not supposed to say anything about it.
I personally don't like those stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
Do you have the mic close to you?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, but I can hear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then it's like people just say it's just a joke, even though it's not just a joke. They actually mean that. They just want to kind of lie to you.
Right.
And tell you that it was a joke for you not to get mad or, you know, even tell them, yo, like what you're saying is messed up. Now they just want to cope with it and say it's a joke for them to get out of that situation.
They're the ones that make the impact and then they blame the other person for, you know, giving them a response type of thing. It's the shifting blame onto another person for something that you initiated is now a problem, and it is very
so different how they kids come out as good guys, and one that was screaming at them in the camera is the bad guy. Now they want to portray with good and bad,
right?
Like,
it's like, dude, I'm just pranking you. Like, I'm the good guy here. Like, you're the bad guy for just a joke.
Overreacting, yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense. And people, it's just clown world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I showed him, he screamed at a baby, and the baby started crying. And then, if anything, I showed him, I didn't know he was going to start crying. I was just trying to, make a joke. Barking at the kid, you know what I mean? And some people laugh, some people say, yeah, this is messed up.
People need to understand that these stuff really don't last for a long time, bro. Like, they're just going to be viral for a little bit, like, short period of time. But when they get older, the chances of you watching a grown-up man pranking people is very unlikely. You would rather see somebody like your age or somebody in their teenage years, probably until 25 or something, 30 the most, doing pranks. And that's very unlikely. It's like, even Gideon, Balin, those kind of people, love, like, they're kind of an anomaly. They're good at what they're doing. Like, you have to be honest about that. They're really good at what they're doing. But for you to go out there and you know, do what they do is very hard at the same time. So you don't want to be inspired by something just because it makes money and just because you're famous and just because you have a community where people support you. Like, you want to do something where you, like, truly think and know that, you know, that's what you're here to do. That's what your calling is. That's what your purpose is. And, you know, the time that they put into making clowns out of themselves, people are not necessarily, like, I think, laughing at their jokes. They're kind of laughing at them too. But just because they get views, just because they get followers, because they get money from it, they don't consider themselves clowns. But they are, dude. When you go on camera and you are disrespecting yourself to make something so funny for the people and be the clown,
you know, away from your morals,
right? Like, those people don't really care much about
the thing is,
like,
now their audience doesn't take them seriously ever.
What is it?
Like, their audience will never take them seriously,
right? It's very hard because that's who they are. That's how they kind of reveal themselves to the world. Like, this is who I am, and that's how people are gonna know me, whether you want it or not. So
exactly, I think it just all comes down to, like, where you put your attention to and where your mind is really at. Because if you just sit there just binging YouTube all day, watching pranksters, watching stuff to entertain you, guess what? Like, that's all you'll think about. That's all you'll become, is just like these, like, people. Right? You'll just think about these thoughts and stuff like that. And this is reoccurring, like, quote or advice that I always hear from, like, books, from, like, podcasts. It's, you are what you think about. And I said this last podcast.
Just a joke, dude. But it's not. You're thinking about it, and that's who you become. Now everything you do and say is a joke. Because then you say something, and it's like, it sounds bad. Somebody calls you out for it.
Yeah.
Somebody calls you out for it. Then what do you say? It's a joke. You know what I mean? Everything then becomes a joke because of that one time you were coping with yourself saying, it's a joke, it's a joke. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a never-ending thing.
Yeah. So many people. Mike, can you also check the other camera? I think, you know, when it comes to clearing your mind, I think we pretty much just said everything, except now what we should do is kind of give more specific ways on how people can, like, what they can apply today and be more clear-minded and not be distracted from the world and not live too much into the world, which is something that we're going to explain to the biblical concept of being, like, living in the world and, like, living in your sin type of thing. So I think things like spending time in the nature, in a quiet places, in a room where it's quiet, just with yourself, no phone, nothing, no technology, just sitting down and letting your mind think about thoughts. Just analyze things within yourself. Understand who you are. Like, really learn about yourself. I think the amount of people that don't even know who they are is crazy. And I know this because I was in the place where if you had to ask me, okay, who is Sadullah? What is Sadullah's purpose? Like, what is Sadullah doing on this earth? I wouldn't be able to answer. You know what I mean? It's like, I would consider that kind of a weird question.
It's not that deep, bro.
Right. It's like, yeah.
And they go back to scrolling.
Right. But I feel like that's such a deep question, because if you don't even know what you're doing, then you're just going to wake up doing what everybody else tells you to do. You're going to be doing what somebody else wants you to do, not what you truly want yourself to be and what you want yourself to do in this world and live some kind of impact here on earth.
And people are truly missing their individuality. Like they're missing 100%. That sense of self because of the fact that they're so, they, all their inputs are just from other people's voices. And you don't get to ever hear their own, hear what's actually going on inside of them.
Right. It's like if somebody tells you, okay, Mike, this is who you are. And this is what you're, this is what you should do, bro. This is what's going to make you money. This is what's going to bring you fame, bro. Like, you know, look at you. You can just make easy money from this, all that kind of stuff. They're not really giving you the input that you would necessarily give yourself. Otherwise, you would be the one telling yourself, okay, now let me analyze what, let's say that is an advice. Then you would sit down and analyze, okay, this is what the person told me. Does that really align with myself? And you would never be able to answer that unless you know who you are, unless you understand your virtues, your morals, your, you know, your personhood. Like who are you and what are your, what are you attracted to? What are you fascinated by? What are you interested in? Until you ask yourself these big questions, anybody can tell you what you're, what you can do because they're doing that. It works for them. Therefore, it's going to work you, work for you. That's not how things work. You have to really understand who you are, what works for you and you know, what your purpose is. Yeah, like meditation could be a good one.
Yeah, meditation really helped me a lot. And you kind of just start with like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You don't just go into it right away. You have to really try to cultivate your attention, cultivate where to direct your attention and stuff. Because it really is a skill, knowing where to put your attention at, knowing that your thoughts are not you. Simply the thoughts that you just have thoughts. You just have feelings, and you are a separate. You are a presence. You're not these things. You have these things according to the experience that God is giving us, but you just are the presence. That's what you are. You're the present. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. If you define yourself based on what you went through in life and let's say the unfortunate environment that you grew up in, now if you want to define yourself, if you want to define your character through those events, it would just be bad because you're not those environments. The things that happened in the world, the things that happened around you that were unfortunate, you know, it was meant to make you stronger and make you realize some things, not to define you as who you are. Because you grew up in an environment where, let's say, your parents were alcoholic or you know, there were drugs in your community, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't mean that you now have to be that same person. Like, you have a choice to make. That's the free will when it comes in. Like, you saw what it did to people. You saw what alcohol does. You saw what drugs do to people. You see what, you know, not being purposeful and conforming to the society does to people, that they all become like everybody else. They all become same people, boring lifestyle, that type of thing. You really have a choice to make. Now you either choose the easy way and you know, play the victim and say, you know, I don't really have much choice because that's just where I grew up in and that's just what I saw.
Victimizing yourself.
Or you have a different mindset. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. When I see my dad smoke, that's the last thing I want to do. But then I could also use that same excuse and say, he's smoking. That's just what I saw all my life and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's okay for me to smoke. Like, that's the choice that I'm making. I can't really blame anybody for that. It can either be a lesson or it can be like a detriment to me coping with myself and giving myself excuses on why to do the bad habits that is around me. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with thoughts, bro.
It's the